First, a detailed framework to assess of educational business development opportunities. In terms of market analysis, to be made up of demand assessment, determine the need for the particular educational service or product. Look at demographic trends, gaps in the current market, and emerging educational needs. Competitive landscape. Identify current competitors, their strengths and weaknesses, market share, and potential areas where you can differentiate or innovate. Target audience. Understand the primary users or beneficiaries of the service product. Are they students, educators, institutions, parents, or lifelong learners? When conducting a market analysis for an educational service or product, it's essential to address several key aspects. Let's look at identifying key areas of demand assessment. Demand assessment to be made up of understanding need. The core of demand assessment is identifying the necessity for your service or product in the education sector. This involves studying the current educational needs, gaps, and how your offering could meet these requirements. Demographic trends. Analyze the population trends such as age distribution, income levels, educational background, and geographical locations. This helps understand who might need your product or service the most and in which areas. Gaps in current market. Look for areas lacking current educational offerings. This could be in content, delivery methods, technology integration, accessibility, or other aspects. Emerging educational needs. Stay attuned to the evolving educational landscape. This includes technological advancements, changes in educational policies, and new learning methodologies. Continue to key areas of competitive landscape. To be made up of. Identify competitors. List out who your competitors are. This could range from similar products or services to alternative educational methods. Strengths and weaknesses. Assess the strengths and weaknesses of these competitors. Understand what they do well and where they fall short. Market share. Determine the market share of each competitor. This gives an idea of who dominates the market and where there are opportunities for new entrants. Differentiation opportunities. Based on the above analysis, identify areas where you can differentiate your product or service. This could be through innovation, better quality, pricing, user experience, etc. And the key areas of target audience. To be made up of identifying the primary users. Determine who will directly benefit from your product or service. This could include students, educators, educational institutions, parents, or lifelong learners. Understanding their needs. Each group has unique needs and preferences. For instance, students might look for engaging and interactive content, educators might seek tools for better classroom management, and institutions might need scalable educational solutions. Tailoring your offering. The insights gathered about your target audience should guide how you develop and market your product or service. For example, a product aimed at young students should be user-friendly and engaging, whereas one for educators might need to focus on efficiency and resource management. By addressing these areas comprehensively, you can gain a deep understanding of the market for your educational service or product, identify strategic opportunities, and tailor your offerings to meet the specific needs of your target audience.